Compared to feeding the needy or saving the planet, how important can it be to light Shabbat candles? Those kinds of questions have been on my mind lately, as I've thought about Tikkun Olam. The movement to repair the world. For much of the liberal wing of American Judaism, Tikkun Olam has become a driving spiritual force and a supreme Jewish value. How could it not be? What can be more essential and meaningful to one's life than to repair a broken world? Fighting for social justice is no longer just a cause in its own right, it's a Jewish cause. Everything noble and worthy, in fact saving the whales, defending the marginalized, protesting the ills of society, etc., can be lumped into that handy Jewish banner. This isn't just seductive, it's also convenient. Take anything good you're doing and just call it Jewish. By taking Judaism out of its traditional bubble and making it relevant to universal causes, the champions of Tikkun Olam assumed they'd attract more Jews to Judaism. Of course, they were always careful to add the obligatory qualifier that, it's not either, or. Repairing the world doesn't mean you no longer have to follow Jewish tradition. You could do both, the two should be inseparable. Well, did it work? Did Tikkun Olam attract more Jews to Judaism and encourage them to do both? Color me skeptic. Let's face it, compared to the glamour of repairing a broken world, Jewish tradition can look quite ordinary, if not outdated. Who needs to build a sukkah to remember our ancestors in the desert when I could just go downtown and volunteer at a soup kitchen? Come to think of it, what traditional Jewish ritual can compete with fighting the great causes of the day, especially when you've already been told that fighting those causes is a supremely Jewish act? Maybe we shouldn't be surprised that in the latest Pew survey, about a quarter of adults who were raised Jewish no longer identify as Jewish. The danger is that instead of broadening Judaism, Tikkun Olam may have diluted it and made it smaller. Maybe the movement didn't have enough faith that the uniquely Jewish rituals of our tradition could carry the day, so it injected a universalist boost to put the odds on their side. What they overlooked is that universalism doesn't build a Jewish identity, it builds a universal one. When the drama of fixing a broken world becomes so much more captivating than the insular structure of traditional Jewish life, people will make it either, or. This is especially true for a new generation without much connection to their Jewish roots. That younger crowd will certainly favor fixing the world over schlepping for Shabbat groceries. In a sense, Tikkun Olam became too powerful for its own good. It wasn't just another item on a long Jewish menu, it became the pièce de résistance. It also became so diluted it's no longer clear what it stands for. It's certainly a term that has taken on a huge number of meanings, author Jonathan Krasner says in a 2023 interview on the Brandeis University website. For some, it's a kind of secular messianism, a grand utopian vision. But for others, it can mean something as small as taking out the recycling or putting solar panels on your roof. If you're equating it with something so mundane, you have to ask, wait, what is Tikkun Olam exactly? Its meaning may have become blurry, but it hasn't lost its meaningfulness. That is its power. Anything connected to improving the world will by definition be big and meaningful, and will by definition make something that is uniquely Jewish look smaller and less meaningful. But, uniquely Jewish, is what builds Jewish identity, not universalist ideas that belong to everyone. That is why the Tikkun Olam movement is due for a course correction, and there's no better time to start than in next week's Yom Kippur sermons. For those spiritual leaders who may have congregants who pray at the altar of Tikkun Olam, I offer these words you may want to share with your flock. Judaism, my friends, is a lot more than a universal idea, even one as powerful as repairing the world. Of course, every human being must strive to repair our world, which is why this is a universal idea and not a uniquely Jewish one. What is uniquely Jewish? The Jewish story, the Jewish tradition, the Jewish rituals that have sustained us for thousands of years. What is uniquely Jewish is what creates a lasting Jewish identity, something we should all strive for. By all means, we must never stop fighting for justice and for the causes we believe in. But if we want to nurture a strong Jewish future, let's find meaning in what is uniquely ours, from our unique story to our unique rituals. Let's repair Judaism and make it big again. Let's share it with the world. And let's start by lighting Shabbat candles this Friday night. We owe it to our ancestors, to ourselves, and to the world.